The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the diary. Where we last left off, I forget. Oh, they were about to have Thanksgiving.
She decided to host with Kim. Mike's coming to meet both parents. Baby Talker's coming, which is her dad's girlfriend.
Wow, this is
what's her name?
Sally. Wait, and there was a Julie reference. Oh, Julie's the diary girl, and she was something else.
She's
the one.
Alex. We don't know who Alex is.
Oh, Alex is coming home from college.
Or is coming from college.
Coming from college.
Because we don't. Someone commented and was like, you guys aren't getting it. Her parents are local. Mike's parents are not. But I think they're all not local.
Yeah, because she said that they would have to pick which parent to go to and travel to it.
Yeah.
No,
right?
Maybe she didn't say travel.
Maybe she has
just
to
pick which one. Mm. They both live in her same town. I think.
Which would explain why her mom was always asking when she was going to meet Mike, because it could have just happened any Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe.
Has that happened, by the way? I forget. We know Mike met Kim, but not the parents.
Thanksgiving's it.
And that last post was really close post. That last, what do you call it?
Entry.
That was on November 20th. So it was anywhere from 1 to 7 days before.
Because we did do some research and figure out the latest.
The last day that Thanksgiving can be on is the 28th.
So we don't know what day Thanksgiving fell that year, but like, I don't know. There's just, I keep circling back to the Kim drama, how Kim hit on Mike and the whole thing. And now she's just dropped it.
Yeah.
And
sometimes that's what you do with friends. Okay. Even if deep down, you know, they were so wrong, but it's just not worth it.
But look, can I just ask this? It's like that happened at a Halloween party. So Kim had some booze. Mike had some booze. And then all of a sudden, like, you're so
they
cute.
They didn't.
Oh my God. Flirty. Then why do you want to do another thing with booze involved? Like Thanksgiving, you're drinking like the way you can imagine in my house. You're starting with mimosas in the morning. You put the turkey in and you're like cooking and having this kind of wine. You move through the whites, the reds, the bourbon. Like you're just, it's like Kim's going to like jump on Mike. It's going to like.
I don't know. Because with family coming in, I feel like it's a little more mature. It's not party.
But they don't always stay all day. And then like you kind of turns into.
Or. She did talk to Kim and she never wrote about it.
I feel like she'd write about it. Maybe not.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't know.
You're wearing like a sweater and stuff. It's different than a Halloween party.
Yeah,
where you're
not as
wearing nothing.
Trampy nurse or naughty pickle.
Dallas
There's
Cowboy.
A lot to comment on.
All right. So the last one was the 20th and today is?
The 30th. November 30th. Okay. We've got sane handwriting, everybody.
Ooh. All right. Let's go.
All right. I've had time to think for a few days about the disaster that turned out to be Thanksgiving. And in those days, I still haven't taken it all in. To describe in one word, wow. I didn't expect it to be a walk in the park, but wow. It all started off so easy. Kim insisted on cooking all by herself. Mom picked up Alex Wednesday night, so they were here right at 3. Dad and Sally got here a little later. Mike had helped me clean and decorate with leaves and those little tiny pumpkins. Aww. Mom and Sally made awkward small talk. The storm was brewing slowly.
Wait, so Alex is now confirmed a sibling.
It
has to be. If mom picked him up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Her or him. We don't know.
Oh, that's right, Alex. But I feel like 20 years ago, Alex was a little more.
But we don't
Alexandra.
Assume.
Alexandra.
I guess. Okay.
But it was Kim who I believe started it. First, I asked about 3:30 how it was coming along and was shooed out of the kitchen. Then my mom poked her head in and was kicked out. And Sally, poor stupid baby talking Sally, asked loudly about 4:30 if we were eating soon. It was at this point Kim realized she wasn't quite as Martha Stewart as she may have imagined.
Oh, no.
First...
Oh boy.
Eve?
First ever?
It just is an EVE. So it's either Ive or Eve. Heard something clattering into the sink, and then the sobbing and the swearing. And then Sally, poor stupid baby talking Sally, went into the kitchen where the dragon who used to be Kim was.
Wait, hold on. She wrote that whole poor stupid baby talking Sally all the way through more than once.
Twice.
My
twice
God,
so far.
Woman.
I can't quote her exact words, but I believe it went something like, get out of my, I think it's f-ing kitchen, baby talker.
Out, no!
Out!
She called her baby talker?
Yes. Followed by lots of crying, sobbing, sniffling noises, and more stuff crashing in the sink. Sally came back a bit pale. I don't know that you're ever ready for a 6 foot tall blonde to scream and throw things. Also, there's a little water damage on this page. We all sat there for a minute, not saying anything and just looking at each other. Finally, Alex and I went slowly into the dragon's lair. Barbie had finally cracked under the pressure of all those years of pretending to be perfect. And dinner, it was all done. Don't know what brought her to be crazy. To be something. But dinner was all ready to go.
Oh.
Dang it. I nodded at Alex and she started bringing it out to the... What? To the chairs of cloth-covered cards? To the chain of cloth-covered card tables we'd set up in the living room. I knelt down to Kim and began to take off her apron. They didn't come, she whispered in tears. Who? No one. She was right. I don't know who she had invited, but the only people in the living room belonged to me. She went into her room, and for a minute, I felt sad for her. My parents are divorced and all, but they're part of my life. So my parents are divorced and all. Hers just send postcards from whatever foreign country they jet off to. But then she came out of her room in a new outfit and all made up and lavished all the attention being thrown at her and I stopped feeling bad for her. The most terrible moment is when you realize your best friend is a faker. I wasted so many years telling her my secrets and caring about her life and wasting my love on her. What happened next is still a little unbelievable to me. I don't know where it all came from. Well, I do, but well, maybe I haven't finished figuring it all out. Maybe just wow will have to do for right now. I'm tired of thinking right now and I don't feel much like writing anymore.
No. What did Kim do?
I know.
Everybody has a veto, but and, that was so long. It's hard to make a case.
So confusing is that I happened to flip and at the top of the page, because I thought it kept going. The top of the page is November 30th again.
But that's still a separate entry. It's one entry.
Entry. I think we have to leave it.
It's another big long one?
No, this was.
This was probably the longest entry we have had.
Can I just ask one question when she's like, I nodded to Alex and did she said something about Alex when she was taking stuff out?
He started bringing it out to the...
Because you said she and I'm like, I got so confused.
Because I was thinking Kim.
Okay. But so Kim was still on the ground.
Kim was on the ground. Writer nodded to Alex and he started bringing it out to the chain of her
brother, baby brother, we assume, because he's in college.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we're clearly missing something that Kim did, but so am I wrong? Because when she said that Kim lost it, like, I felt really bad for Kim.
Me too.
I still do.
Why do you not?
Well, it's like, because then she's like, she's a faker and she's the worst friend ever, all this stuff. And I'm like, I thought this was kind of a glimpse into clearly Kim wants attention from anyone.
Kim has demons.
Yeah, she's not getting it from her family.
You don't get the faker part?
No.
So the faker part is this. The assumption was Kim screwed something up for the food and that's why she broke down. Then you go in there, the food's all fine.
It's ready.
So it's like,
but she
wasn't
was
sad
because
she was sad because nobody
her
came.
Parents didn't come.
Correct.
Okay.
So then she goes in her room. Ugh.
Gets
and then
up
comes
again.
Back out and is normal 100%.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when the writer goes, wait a minute. You're just a chameleon. You just lie.
You just know to throw tantrums to get attention. It's the
and now,
squeaky
and
wheel.
And now you're just fine. And like, now, as long as people are going, oh my God, Kim, the food is so great. And she said she lavished in it.
Yeah.
Do we think that someone really didn't show? Or was Kim just, the attention's not on me. I'm going to say they didn't come.
For whatever reason, calling her a faker feels like what she's seeing right at that moment is like, I now see the real Kim. Like, I've fallen for this charade.
Yeah.
the whole time we've been friends. And now I just see her differently.
But if she came out of the room and was still so upset about them not coming, she wouldn't have, that wouldn't have been good either.
Correct.
As a friend. So
correct. I agree with you. But I think she just,
I think that's what, isn't that what everyone does, especially at like a holiday event where people are over? You just like, all right, I'll deal with it later and we'll have, make the best of it.
Maybe she was just too good.
Yeah. But it makes me, I wasted so many years telling her my secrets and caring about her life and wasting my love on her. It makes me so sad.
Yeah. Or was she saying like, Kim didn't even tell me she was going through this?
Yeah, because she didn't know that she invited others.
Yeah, it's like, I've shared everything with you, and then you're not even, you're going through stuff and not telling
me. Pretending to be my best friend, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I want to know what she did to know what, what's the fake,
Okay, well, we all have.
No.
We don't now, it's too late. We'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out what happens next.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.